Hello, friends. Welcome to a new year. Happy New Year 2022. This is your host, Dr. Jack Chuang, and I'm going to give you in this particular New Year episode an update of what's happening with the podcast and what to expect this year. So anyway, if you're using the Spotify app, you might notice that you can actually see me. There's a video feature, and I'm recording this using Zoom. So I played around with some of the video filters and thought this was a cute one to use. Hopefully the audio recording quality will be the same as before. I'm trying to test out the levels, and I think the loudness levels is pretty good. Anyway, and I'm also going to post these videos on YouTube as well. I have a YouTube channel. So I'm going to do a lot of simplifying, just make very straightforward podcast relating to psychology concepts, going back to our roots. But before I get started, let me first thank my monthly sponsors and listeners. So it's kind of cool that I have these now. I'm going to call you out by name, right? So you have John, Mira, and Vishal. Thank you very much. And you are all in the Discord community, I believe. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, how the podcast will be organized this year, just trying to streamline it, make it simple, not try to overcomplicate things. I haven't recorded since last June of 2021, so it gave me a lot of time, and I'm not going to make excuses, okay, but we're pretty much living out of a camper van for a while, and we extended our summer trip into the fall, and just was not in the right place, and I needed a mental break, in a sense, also respite. Let's not call it a mental break. Might misinterpret that. Just a respite from the daily grind of teaching as well as doing the podcast. So it was nice to take that time off, and I hope you all are able to do that once in a while as well. So mental health, well-being, wellness will be a big focus this year with regards to the speakers I'm going to choose to interview, as well as the topics I'm going to choose for these weekly podcasts. Okay. All right, so I got my thank yous out of the way, and thanks to everyone who have listened in the past. I imagine some of you might be instructors who are inserting these podcasts into your courses for psychology, and by all means, let me know if you're doing that, and I completely welcome you to do that, and I'm very happy that students out there, even outside the U.S., might find these recordings helpful. And continue to email me and contact me. I really appreciate that. So if you are watching the video, I hope it's not too much of a shock in terms of, I know when it comes to audio podcasts or listening to radio, there's always a little bit of that shock of matching up the face with the voice. Okay, so if the face is not up to your expectation, just turn off the video and just listen to me talk. All right. Okay, here's some ideas I'm going to do for this podcast in 2022. And let me know what you think, okay? Anchor, which is the host of the software host that I'm using for the podcast, which is also owned by Spotify, has come out with a lot of new features. So this video feature is the first one, right? So a lot of podcasts you're going to see or listen to on Spotify may have a video option, okay? And so I'm going to try to use it as much as I can, as long as it's okay. And you can still listen to it as usual, just the audio only. And also give me feedback in terms of the audio quality. If it starts to go downhill, then I'll just go ahead and do the recordings I did last year, just using audio instead of video. Okay. All right. So I've heard quite a few people say that they've listened to my podcast, binged them, which is really amazing, and listened to them on their commute or on their walks, right? And so I'm going to try to do periodic, trying to commit myself here. I'm going to call them wellness walks, all right? Podcast specifically tailored to accompany you on your daily walk. Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to do these daily podcasts, right? And my regular podcast might be fine for you to listen to as you're walking around. But I think maybe if I can add some topics just off the top of my head while you're walking, it's as if you're having a conversation with me while we're going for a walk. So I'm going to accompany you on your walk, right? So I'll try to do that once a week. Let's see if I can do more of that. My schedule has changed in a bit in that we're not going to do much traveling per se like we did last year. And that's because our daughter is going to take some courses here locally before she moves on to Oregon State University next fall of 2022. So we're going to pretty much be in Texas for about 8 months straight and just do our commuting between Houston and Dallas to see my dad in the Dallas area while we're living in the Houston area. So we're going to stay put for a little bit. So I want to make the most of my physical time being in one place to do as many podcasts as possible for this coming year, right? And I found quite a few interesting guests. I'm lining them up. I will record those conversations on Zoom. And so hopefully you'll see the video on YouTube and Spotify, as well as the audio on all these podcasting apps, okay? And what I really want to do with my guests is not so much to, and some of them have written books, so yeah, it's a little bit of a book promotion, but really it's to talk to them about their career, how they feel about it, how they got there, right? So I know the majority of my listeners are students, and I think you'll get a lot out of these professionals and think about, well, how did they get from being where you're at now as a student to where they are as a professional, okay? And also in terms of my podcast, I'm going to try to reduce the fluff, okay? So if I do have a guest, I'll have a little bit of an introduction at the beginning, go right into the conversation, then I'll record a sort of a reaction portion after the audio. And that was a suggestion given by one of my listeners. So I'll do that as well. So I'm not going to pre-record like a long intro or even an outro that you're going to hear on every episode. Maybe just a little 5-minute musical thing and then just go and get started right into the podcast content. And I know your time is valuable. So when you start, hit a play, we'll just go right in and get into our subject, right? I will take a quick break in the middle of each podcast to include my ads or a sponsor ad read, okay? And the reason I'm doing this is because whenever a podcaster or any kind of creator invests a lot of time in this material, then we need to find a way to monetize that to be reinforced for that time, okay? So I am teaching one less class per quarter than I normally would, so that in turn, I can spend more time creating these podcasts. And if I can make a little bit of change from that to compensate for the loss of that one class, then I'm really happy about that, okay? But of course, you have to find it valuable. So I'll include very basic guidelines or suggestions on how you can support this podcast, okay? I can talk about that now. Whether you're using Apple or Spotify or any other podcasting app, if there is a rating system or a way to leave feedback or reviews, do that. Okay. So I'm talking to you, my 50 plus Discord community, right? If you enjoy my podcast, which I think you do, which is why you join that community, I want you to do that. Okay. I'm actually listening to more podcasts using Spotify now because of the end of year wrap that they do, giving you statistics about what you listen to in terms of your favorite music and favorite artists. And I want to do that for my own listening now. So I've kind of switched from my old podcasting app to this new one, Spotify, for my own listening, right? So I'm still creating them using the same software, using Anchor, which is also Spotify. All right. So that's one way you can support me, is by giving a rating. Spotify has a new rating system, 1 to 5 stars, very simple. I don't think there's a space for comments or reviews like an Apple, but go to those places and click something there, okay, for me. I would greatly appreciate it. So I'm going to simplify all of these episode descriptions that are in text, right? So it's really clear that you can see the sponsor link, you can see how to contact me. I'm going to try to just really focus on Twitter, Facebook, Discord, and email, right? And I have my own blog, which I'm going to add transcripts of every podcast onto the blog, right? And also maybe just write occasional things there. So if you want to subscribe or get treated like an email newsletter, feel free to add your email to the blog as well. And the blog is in the description. Okay, and that's pretty much it. So very simple design, very simple outline of every podcast. And what I'm going to do also when with these weekly psychology concepts, speaking of going back to basics, is I'm going through the psychology textbook, which, by the way, is free for everyone to use online. It's from openstax.org. Okay, and search for psychology, look for the second edition, and you can browse through the textbook. And it's free for anyone to use. And it's fairly decent quality, and I use it for my online classes. And what I'm going to do is to look through each chapter and find the most useful, impactful Psychology 100 concepts that are really practical for everyday life that could really change the way you see things, perceive things, interact with other people, maybe use them as a self-help tool for your own personal wellness. So I'm going to dig through and give a deeper dive in what I feel are some of the standout concepts. So it's not just, and sometimes I'll record them just for intellectual curiosity. You may think, well, does this have any everyday application? Maybe or maybe not. But I'm going to really focus on the practicality and usefulness of the concepts going forward. And another feature that Anchor and Spotify has is that I can add polling questions. So there may be links in the description of this episode. I'm going to try to figure out how to use that. So you can leave comments. I know Anchor has a way for you to leave a voicemail for me. Just record a comment. And I may, knowing that you do that, I may use them in future episodes. So I may have a Q&A period at the end of an episode and just play your question and then answer it. Okay. And I think that would be a lot of fun. So we're into a new year. It doesn't seem like much has changed in some ways because of the pandemic. Some things are getting worse, but let's try to make it, I'm going to try to make this podcast as useful for you as possible to try to make it as accessible as possible for everyone. Meaning that even if you're not a psych major, you've never taken a psychology class, whatever topic we discuss that week in that episode, you can follow along and hopefully get something out of it. Okay. Now, yeah, I'm recording this on Zoom with my webcam and on my PC and everything, but on my Mac laptop, sorry, not a PC. But I know I'm not always looking into the camera, so I don't know if that bothers you. All right, so I'm looking at my notes here, and I think that's pretty much what I wanted to cover. And I'll share with you some of the projects that might be coming up for me personally this year as well. Okay? All right, so since this is a very brief video and podcast, just introducing you for this new year, whatever ad reads and sponsors, they will follow at the end of this podcast. So spend a couple minutes, listen to it. And some of these are automatic ads that Spotify has. And I'm not sure how long that will last, but it's a little bit like YouTube. You don't know what ad's going to pop up, but an ad will appear. So I do have an ad placement there, and it might be from Nissan. It might be from, I don't know, whatever company. I listened to one of my podcasts from last year randomly, and I listened to an automobile ad. So I have no control over those, okay? But those do also help generate a little bit of income for this podcast, okay? So again, the places you can reach me, email, Twitter, Facebook, my blog, right? And our Discord community. So whichever you feel comfortable with, feel free to contact me, give me some suggestions, some feedback, any kind of feedback is fine, okay? And also the blog as well, if I didn't mention that. So the transcript will go in there in the blog post, as well as a link to play this episode as well in terms of the video and audio. Okay, so those are the projects. Those are the things I had in mind for this new year. And I'm looking forward to it. And I will organize my seasons around the academic quarter system, right? So now we're starting the winter quarter for you, those of you, instead of a semester. I don't like semesters anymore. I teach with the quarter system. My daughter's going to Oregon State University. They're on the quarter system. It's just, I feel like it's better. You fit more courses into a year almost, I think. So with the quarter is usually about 10 to 12 weeks. So expect us to go through middle of March, near the end of March for this season. Then I'll reorganize, think about what we want to do for season four, which will be the spring quarter, right? And perhaps I can create some episodes that have a theme around them. But right now, what you heard today is pretty much what I'm going to do going forward. Again, thanks for listening. Thank you to my monthly paid supporters. It's so cool. We even met one of them as a family last year in person at a coffee shop. That was kind of cool. So on Discord is really where I would put out that information. I don't do that on Twitter, but on Discord, since it's our community, it's our space, I have a little channel called Where's Dr. Jack? And that's how I'm going to address myself these days, okay? So it says, Where's Dr. Jack? And pretty much during our road trip, I would post, hey, I'm over here, I'm over there, whatever. And so it turns out one person is in the Dallas area, and we met up, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. And it sounds like she may start a podcast, so that's kind of cool. We'll see how that goes. I'll promote it once it's up and running. Okay, that's pretty much it. Thanks again for your support and for listening. And I just want to let you know that I'm alive and well and did not drop off the face of the earth, and our podcast will continue through this year. Okay, folks, be well.